107.1 Juice FM, Stratford's Greatest Hits. Good morning, I'm Jamie Cottle. Joining us in the studio is always great to see James Marshall with the Perth East and West Perth Fire Department. James, it's good to see you. This is a big week, a very big safety information week. What's happening?
Yeah, we were having a hard time sleeping, getting excited and ready for it this year. This is Carbon Monoxide Awareness Week, and we're thankful to have the opportunity to come in and chat with you this morning.
Because this is an important topic, carbon monoxide awareness. We talk about it being the silent killer. But let's talk about in terms of, shall we say, cause and effect. Now, we know it's obviously important to service things like your furnace, that sort of thing. But let's talk about some of the things that cause these situations in our households for carbon monoxide.
Yeah, absolutely. You have to have a carbon monoxide alarm installed in your home if you have any fuel-burning appliance, if you have an attached garage, or if you have a fireplace. And that includes wood pellet stoves as well if they're heating your house.
Okay, let's talk about things like barbecues, and we don't want to think about barbecues in the garages, but this happens.
Yeah, and unfortunately it happens, and we make all the efforts to keep our house safe, and then sometimes we run into situations where we make poor decisions, and that might be because we've got a power outage or it's been out for a long time. The weather's awful and folks bring barbecues into their garage or into their house even. Mm-hmm. I've seen that, and they'll use that to prepare food. And again, it's not being done. The intent isn't there to be silly, but it is something that you're not prepared for, and the machine's not designed to use that. The other thing we find are sometimes people will bring in generators. The power's out. They're going to miss the Leafs trying to win. And they bring the generator right into the house, and that fills the house up with carbon monoxide. And if the house doesn't have carbon monoxide alarms, maybe it doesn't need them. Everything's electric. There's no attached garage. They're not going to be prepared or protected from that.
That's a really good point. And of course, so we talk about things like furnaces and stoves. Make sure they are working properly, and especially stoves. You have to really think about that.
Absolutely. We always suggest that you bring in a professional to look at your gas-powered stoves, your furnaces. Make your chimney clean. We always say that if you're not going to clean your chimney, eventually we will. And when we show up, we're not as neat and tidy as the professionals because time's not on our side. We have had a few chimney fires already this year. They're starting. We've got our setups ready to go, and we would much prefer if folks would just have them cleaned.
Yeah, exactly. The chimney sometimes is the last thing that gets attended to or forgotten about, but boy, keep those chimney flues clean for sure. Well,
it's one of those things that you can't see, and when you can't see it, you don't really think about it. But they do need cleaned, and they will catch fire if you don't look after them. And a chimney fire is just a house fire that hasn't gone far enough yet, unfortunately.
Yeah, there you go. So lots to think about with Carbon Monoxide Awareness Week. So again, James, that's kind of the cause. Let's talk about the effect when the alarm goes off. What should people do when they hear the alarm?
There's two different ways to look at it. If your alarm goes off and people are feeling sick and they're showing symptoms of drowsiness and grogginess and confusion, dizziness, certainly get out immediately. Some alarms have a little sensor, an LED, that tells you what your readings are in the house. And if you're getting anything on it, get out and call 911. If it's beeping or chirping and it's not a consistent, it could be a case of your battery is needing to be changed. If you have multiple alarms and just one is going, it could be a case that that particular alarm is out of date. So check your dates, check your batteries. If you have multiple alarms going, if people are showing any signs or symptoms of carbon monoxide poisoning, get out and stay out. Don't open all your windows. Don't leave your doors open because the fire department's going to come and we want to find what the cause is. And if you ventilated everything out of your house, then we have a harder time finding it.
Okay, that's good to know right there.
Yeah,
for sure.
And the other important thing to know is, with kids and with pets and anyone who's a smaller individual, be it a child or one of your pets, they're going to show symptoms first. So do make sure you have these installed because you don't want to have a bunch of sick children or pets and find out that it's something that was easily preventable because carbon monoxide is detected by these alarms, and they're pretty affordable.
Exactly. We talk about it being the silent killer, carbon monoxide. And again, as you've talked about, James, if you don't think it's going to happen in this area, you know, we hear about the fire trucks going out because of carbon monoxide leaks or the danger of that. It happens in this area for sure.
It happens with some regularity. It happens in houses. The one thing that's not covered are workplaces. And we have had issues where we've gone into workplaces and boilers aren't functioning properly or whatever machinery they're using isn't working properly. So if you're a property owner, if you're a business owner, if you have staff, for the cost of a carbon monoxide alarm, it is a really quick way to make sure that your staff is protected and that they can get out if there is an issue. Mm-hmm. And as property owners and business owners, we need to do everything that we can to ensure that our staff are safe.
Exactly. James Marshall with Perth East and West Perth Fire Department. There's lots of information available. Great videos on the Perth East and West Perth Fire Department with Carbon Monoxide Awareness Week. Some great videos there that you can check out for sure.
Thanks. We're really proud of them. They turned out really well.
Yeah, nice. Again, James, is there anything else that we didn't cover, or just get some more information and get those carbon monoxide detectors for sure?
The only other thing I'd suggest we didn't touch on is never use your stovetop as a source of heat. That is something that we run into when the power goes out. Folks crank on their natural gas or their propane stovetop. That is a killer right there. Do not do that. If you need help, if it's getting cold, go to a friend's house. There are often warming centers around the municipalities if it is a long-term power outage, but leaving your stovetop on as a source of heat for your home is something that can cause a significant carbon monoxide risk and has certainly cause fatalities.
Great information with James Marshall with the Perth East West Perth Fire Department. It's Carbon Monoxide Awareness Week. We'll share some of the videos on our Facebook page, Twitter, and website with mystratfordnow.com. James Marshall, James, always a pleasure.
Thanks for having us.